WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
With Tropical Storm Debby churning in the Gulf of Mexico, rip currents have been affecting the Gulf Coast area. Rip currents are powerful channeled currents of water flowing away from shore. They typically extend from the shoreline to the surf zone and past the line of breaking waves. Rip currents usually form at low spots or breaks in sandbars and near structures such as jetties and piers. Rip currents can be very narrow, but they can also extend in widths to hundreds of yards. The seaward pull of rip currents varies. Sometimes the rip currents end just beyond the line of breaking waves, but sometimes rip currents continue to push hundreds of yards offshore. Rip currents form as incoming waves create an underwater sandbar close to shore, and the waves push more and more water in between the sandbar and the shore until a section of this sandbar collapses and the water rushes back toward the sea through a narrow gap. Once the flowing water passes through the narrow gap, it begins to spread out, and this is when the velocity and strength of the rip current circulation begins to weaken considerably. Rip currents can be killers as they are a leading surf hazard for all beachgoers. They are particularly dangerous for weak or non-swimmers. Rip current speeds are typically 1 to 2 feet per second. However, speeds as high as 8 feet per second have been measured. A rip current is a horizontal motion, but not a vertical motion. Rip currents do not pull people under the water. They pull people away from the shore. The rip current is typically the strongest about a foot off of the bottom, which can cause your feet to be knocked out from under you, making it feel like something under the water was pulling you. This is where the incorrect term undertow comes from. Also, another incorrect term used for rip currents is the rip tide. Rip currents would exist with or without tides. However, low tide can enhance the intensity of the current. Send your weather questions to question@weatherbrains.com.